Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, everyone.
What the hell is that?
Hey,
noise.
Everyone.
What the fuck?
This is the Pretty Little Podcast, and we're your hosts. My name is Phoebe.
And you're going to go first introducing yourself? Okay, I thought this was a team. I thought we were a team. We talked things through before we just made rash decisions like, I'm going to change the way we introduce our episode during the penultimate episode of season 6 of Pretty Little Liars. That's insane. That's actually
Can
insane.
Can you believe it's penultimate?
No, guys. This is... I'm Caroline. This is the penultimate episode of season 6. Phoebe and I had no,
no one
idea.
Told us, and no one told us.
No one told us that. I made a whole schedule for April, a recording schedule. I was like going up to episode 6.24. It doesn't even exist. Guys, and so remember all that stress I was having last week? Because I was like, oh my God, we're almost... Imagine how it is
but
today.
What's so funny... Guys, what if I told you Caroline was just fishing for all of you guys to comment throughout the week how those stay?
I wasn't.
Because that's kind of what's happened.
That is
everybody's
what's happened.
Commenting and everybody's messaging us and saying they'll never leave. And I love that.
I was just
Thank
having
you.
A very real moment. A moment of being real and raw, which is something I never do
Sorry,
here.
We just like to keep it real.
We just like
here.
To keep it real. And so that was my real, genuine emotions was I was feeling scared. And now I'm still feeling scared.
You know who really likes to keep it real with exactly who they are?
Aria Montgomery. And we're going to get into it. First, I'm going to do the recap. So today we are recapping season 6, episode 19 of Pretty Little Liars called Did You Miss Me? And we're going to get into it. But first, I'm going to do the recap, which I didn't organize. So we're just going to kind of fly by the seat of my pants because that's how we do things lately here. Okay.
The wheels are starting to come off.
The wheels are starting to come off, and you can tell. You can tell. Hopefully the episodes are still fun, though, which they are for us. So they are for you. Right. Anyway. Okay, guys, here's what's going on. Hannah had her Rosewood bridal shower last week, which Phoebe and I were like, that's not what Hannah would want. And we do know her better than anybody, but that is what she had. And of course, Aria found a way to make it all about her by being engulfed in flames. So Aria then ended up in the hospital. Okay.
Lucas comes back and he's like, wait, okay, I have cameras in the living room and Aria turned it
I'm
on.
I'm pretty sure she set herself on fire. Like, I don't want to, like, point fingers, but I'm pretty sure she had
and
matches.
And it's like, I mean, Hannah, I've never wanted to say anything because, like, I know you guys have, like, a special bond, but, like, she's always kind of, like, loved to, like, make things, like,
about
kind
her.
Of about her.
Hannah's like, no, I
yeah,
know.
Yeah, she really struggled.
Hannah's like, no, I know.
And this is just like her. And this is just like her.
Yeah. Hannah's like, no, I know. I just, yeah, I know. You're right. Anyway, it's just kind of. That's who she is. Anyway, so Hannah had that whole thing, and Aria was in the hospital, and Lily was a little late coming back. Ezra was keeping her company, but Lily did come back with good news that Jillian, their boss, has agreed to let Aria and Ezra co-author this novel that they're writing. So they're doing this, and I'm like, Lily, you don't know how bad of an idea this really is, but okay. Next up, we have Spencer and Caleb obviously are together, but Caleb got fired from Vivi's campaign trail because he took the fall for leaking Yvonne's abortion, which he didn't do. So that's going on there. Emily, all her eggs got stolen, and there's really not, I feel like, a whole lot going on with her. She was, like, really hot on Melissa's trail. Aria had to go in for a lineup because the night that Cece was killed, they saw a young, hot brunette with a funky keychain and knew it had to be Aria. But actually, turns out it was Mona. And so Mona and Emily have a little conversation about that. And then who am I missing? Allison. Allison got married. Allison got married to Gil, Cece's doctor, who I have a bad feeling about. There I said it. Have a bad feeling about that guy. But she married him. Aria officiated it. Aria also officiated the wedding between Byron and Ella. And A was there, of course. The new A, this diva. And this diva really wants to know who killed Cece. That's what they want to know. And they're going to make the girls' lives hell until they do find out. But the girls don't know who did it, so they're trying to figure it out as well. And I think that's really it, right?
Sounds good to me.
That's good. Let's pick up basically where we left off last week.
Rosewood Times Square.
Rosewood Times Square.
RWTS.
We're having a convo. Emily and Mona are picking up that convo. And we find out.
I love when Emily's like this. I say this every week now because she's been in this mood for a while. Like but this. She is just like, she's giving Sid our dog.
She's just like all business. Quests. Like she just doesn't have time for like niceties. Wait. Or for fun.
Did you see that video that we got sent last night of Dad?
No, I didn't watch it, but it's him talking to our dog, Sid.
Yeah.
Do you want to, like, speak on it or what? Because everyone else is, like, not in on the joke.
I just think it's pretty good. Dad is Sid is laying on his back with his paws stretched. And Dad is standing over him, leaned over, looking at him. And then Sid, like, moves his paws a little bit, and Dad hits them. Like, he just, like, doesn't hit. He
no,
just
I
does,
know.
Like, a little tap on them.
I know what you mean. I'm just, that my reaction
and
is
I'm like,
the same.
What? I showed that video to Mimi at the party last night, and Mimi goes, the dogs he says he hates.
Literally, Mimi's like, who is Chris Connell really? And it's like, no, we've been asking that. By the way, opening my drink, my cherry cola Celsius, love it.
Celsius.
So Mona, it turns out, did call Cece the night that she was murdered, and she did call her from the Two Crows Cafe. She wanted Cece to come meet her there, but Cece never came. And so then Emily's like, well, was it you trying to kill me last Friday night? Or was it Melissa Hastings? Because I've got it pretty much narrowed down. And Mona's like, no, it wasn't me. I was still with Yvonne's camp, so I was, like, fucking busy.
By the way, I like that everybody was able to corroborate that we are right to think that Emily's hatred for Melissa is rooted in something deeper.
Oh, someone goes, okay, I think they hooked up. And I'm like, and now we've said it. And now we've said it.
And we'll explore that more on the punch bowl.
Yeah, of course. And so Emily's like, well, okay, I actually think it's your fault. This is why you wanted her released. You came in with this change of heart because you wanted to kill her. Admit it. Like, you wanted to kill her. And she's like, no, I didn't. I just wanted to talk to her alone. Listen, she knew everything about all of us, and she never implicated us. She never did anything with it. So I just wanted to ask her what she's going to do with her new freedom.
This is where you see that, like, they would really benefit from having Mona on their team because Mona, for all of her flaws, she does understand how someone's mind like this works. They wouldn't, even Spencer, I don't think, would have necessarily gone, first of all, she wouldn't have gone to the levels of being like, I want to meet up with Cece.
Right.
But I also don't know that they would have been like, she never implicated us, so what does that mean? Well, like, I'm waiting for the next shoe to drop.
What Mona's able to do, and maybe this is why she's potentially a sociopath, is she can sort of like separate her emotions from it. So she's like, okay, well, if we look at this logically, which I thought I can tell Spencer hasn't had much crate time, because when Spencer's had crate time, she can think logically. So she must be off gallivanting with Caleb, and we need to put a stop to that. But that's for another day.
Spencer crash out episode.
I hope that's the finale of this season. It's just the Spencer. And it looks like it might be, because Spencer is starting. I can see we're starting to crash out in this app. So anyway, Emily's like, well, Mona, I'll drive you back. And Mona's like, well, what would you have done if, like, you called Charlotte and she showed up? And then we hear a clang and a clash and a lightning flash behind them. So we got to get lost. Was someone listening?
Yeah. I'm also like, Mona drove here.
Yeah.
We watched her walking to her car. Yeah. That's how you saw her keys.
Emily's like, no, I'm driving your car. I'm driving your car home. Anyway.
I don't want you in mine.
Okay, so we're at the bar now. Emily, Aria, and Spencer, they're filling them in. Emily's filling them in on this talk she just had with Mona.
And Spencer is like, just because they're acting like, I mean, Mona didn't really do anything wrong now. They're like, Mona's kind of, is she lying? We don't know. And Spencer says, are you really not guilty just because the victim didn't show up? Like, are we really just going to take it at face value that, like, just because Mona didn't see her there doesn't mean she didn't see her at all.
I kind of love that Aria immediately is like, well, that's good enough for me. Let's go tell Tanner and get me off the eyewitness list. I mean, she doesn't even hesitate.
Aria doesn't need details. She said, let's go tell Tanner so I can get off the suspect list. And then Spencer's like, but I think she might be, I don't think she's lying. Like all this stuff. And Aria says, well, while you two are discussing this, let's remember I was the one in a lineup.
Okay.
Some really unflattering lighting.
And she adds in this, like, fucked up. Okay. The whole thing is so nasty.
She says, they start talking about how A is getting impatient and we only have this amount of time until the election when everything's supposed to come to a head. And Aria says, Does anyone want to put some ointment on this impatience?
I'm just like, she wants, I can't.
You know she fucking loves that bandage.
I know.
She probably doesn't even need it.
I'm also just like, no, I know. Okay. So they decide they believe Mona enough. So they're going to try to figure
it out. A free-range Mona is better. I love the idea of a free-range Mona.
Me too. So we go back to Lucas's loft, and Lucas is running the diagnostics, trying to figure out what the heck happened. How did Aria end up in the hospital? And Hannah's on the phone with Jordan, telling him she's staying in Rosewood. And there's this moment that's kind of sweet, because Hannah's like, no, if I leave, like, what are Aria and my friends going to do? Like, I have to be here. And Lucas has this little smile, like, this moment where he just appreciates what a good friend Hannah is. He sees what we see.
And he's like, she hasn't changed. Yeah. I feel like he's like, Hannah is still that loyal
100%
friend.
100%. And Lucas is like, oh, am I invited to the wedding?
If he's invited to the wedding.
And she's like, of course you are.
Hannah says, of course.
Did you notice on the Temptation Island reunion when they're all like, are we invited to your wedding, Lino and Alexa? And they're like, oh, we haven't really figured out like the invite list yet. Like, they're like, no, why the hell would you guys be invited? You're monsters.
And so Lucas, they're talking about like Rosewood, and Jordan thinks that small towns only exist to escape from, and that Hannah used to think that, and Lucas used to think that too, until he got to a big city. And he's in town to like find some new property. Maybe his accountants want him to spend money. Yeah. But Hannah did something so sweet. She bought him ties to match the shirts that she saw in his closet.
And she put post-it.
And put post-it notes on what goes with what.
It's just like so thoughtful. Like, she did the thoughtful gift, but then she even took it a step further. Like, I just love it so much. And so he's here. He's going to be checking out like some old barns and factories, says he's giving this town a second chance. And they... I think Hannah says, we finally got out of here and it was so fast we didn't realize what we left behind. And it's like, is that you realizing that about Caleb?
What are we talking about?
What are we realizing? Lucas is like, yes, finally, there's a chance. She realized that I'm the one that got away. So Allie and Rollins are at a bed and breakfast, and they're late for breakfast. And Rollins says, everyone is going to know why we're late because we were doing it, I guess. Ew. And then she's like, why don't we find a lake or a river and just sit on the bank and read or not read? And I'm like, you can't tell me this is what Allison De Laurentiis wants to do on her honeymoon. You just can't.
She went to the Ella Montgomery School of Boring. Yeah.
Until.
Then she takes a tumble.
Until she takes a step and falls down the steps, which I'm like, Gil, did you push her?
And his name's not Gil.
What is this? Well, wait, who is Gil? Oh.
Gil's the campaign guy.
I keep calling him Gil.
We get like an intense POV shot of Allie too. Like, it's not like we just watch her fall down the steps. We also have to be Allie falling down the steps.
It's like, whoa, I got seasick. I had to take Dramamine after that scene. It's like,
and
tumble,
I don't believe
tumble.
That she just has a concussion when it happens. Mm-mm. And we hear Rollins in the back go, Allie.
I'm sorry. I don't believe Rollins didn't push her.
We watched her trip.
I don't know. I just think he orchestrated something. I do. I think I have a bad feeling about you, Elliot Rollins. There, I said it. All right. So now
Elliot Gil Rollins. The idea of
Gil
being someone's middle name is very funny.
Yeah. But it's like better a middle name than a first name. Better a middle than a first. So now Allie's in the hospital. Pretty fun honeymoon, huh? She's a concussion. So she has to stay, which I didn't think you have to like stay overnight if you get a concussion, which I'm also like, why do you want to keep her here, Elliot? And he gets a text from the hotel saying they're checking the carpet and the banister. I'm like, the guy you need to check is right here. It's actually right here.
Caroline is locked in.
I mean,
this.
He better turn out to be evil, because otherwise I'm going to have to like say sorry, which I don't really do.
So Allie doesn't want to sue because she's like a good girl Allie now with that whatever.
Right.
And then she says, maybe she was like, I keep thinking about how I felt right before I fell. And maybe every good thing has to be paid for by a bad thing. And maybe I'm being punished for surviving all this time. And then Rollins says, the planets did not align to give you a bump on the head. And
it
if she has a bump on the head, why are we still here? If it's just a bump on the head. And then she says, where's my phone? And I don't like the sound of that. But then we get an Elizabeth Finch style selfie.
I'm dead at this. She's like, can I see my phone, please? He hands it to her. Within seconds, she's taken a selfie where she's like, and it's like, okay, you took a few. You took a few selfies to get that shot. Okay, that wasn't Finchie. The first one you took. And she sends it to the girls to be like, whoopsie.
She sent it to
took a tumble.
She namely sent it. She sent it to Emily, which is important because Emily can file it away into her photo album of headshots.
And it's also important because she sent it to Emily because why, Allie? Why?
She's always keeping her options open. Just to fuck with her? She's like, hey, Elliot, you're just need to like, you're just gonna have to get over this. Like, flirting with Emily's kind of
like, it's kind of like, it's part of how we connect. Emily's like, did anyone else get this? Emily's like, did anybody else get this fucking picture? And they're like, no. And she's like, God damn it! Where's my phone? Allie, are you okay? She's like, so mad. She's Allie, what's wrong? I'm in the car. I'm on the way. I'm in Mona's car. I took Mona's car last night and drove her home, and then I drove myself here, and I'm in Mona's car, and I'm coming.
And then what's so funny is another classic Aria thing.
Oh my God. Hannah, I was like, couldn't have written it better myself. Like, yeah.
And so they're like, they think it was an accident. And Spencer says, this is also funny. They say, well, this is three out of five of us if you count Emily having something bad happen.
And so if you count what happened to Emily, would we not count Emily? I guess is my question.
Like, Emily's actually one of the most confirmed people that this was a problem.
Hey, Spence, I'm counting her first, actually. Something happened to her before it happened to any of you. So
And we got texts confirming that it was done Emily by them. So, like, we're pretty sure about it.
She keeps inviting you guys on egg hunts, so you won't go. So, like, egg
hunts. And then Hannah says, I'm going to go check on her. The place is only, like, an hour away. And Aria says, she'll be back tomorrow.
Aria's like, why the hell would you do that? Literally. And I'm just like, Aria, that line. I'm like, if I'm Lucy Hale reading that, I'm like, are you guys serious? Like, I look at the writers, and I'm like,
we're going to make her.
Are you serious? I have to say this?
I'm Ellen Pompeo being like, I don't want to say this. And they're like, but you have to. And Aria would say this.
Lucy's like, okay, then I'll lean into it. And I mean, she delivers it the way I would expect Aria to deliver it. Which, by the way, remind me that I want to have a conversation. Anthony and I had a conversation the other night about Ellen Pompeo and Tina Fey. And it's going to sound crazy. It's really not a convo we can get into here. But the point is, I heard Tina Fey on the TV downstairs. I was upstairs, okay? And I heard her voice. I thought it was Ellen Pompeo. And so I called down and I was like, is that Ellen Pompeo? And he was like, no, it's Tina Fey. And I was like, oh, and I don't know how we got in the conversation, but I was like, I would bet for a lot of people like our age and younger, Ellen Pompeo has a more recognizable voice than Tina Fey.
Yeah, because I think Grey's Anatomy is way more ubiquitous.
Yes, that's what I was saying. And I was just like, more people know Meredith Grey than Liz Lemon. And he like did not agree with me. And I didn't say that Ellen Pompeo is more famous than Tina Fey, but I did. I was like, I think in the cultural lexicon,
but Meredith Grey is.
I think more people like are familiar or like know they're familiar with.
Well, I mean,
that.
It's exactly what Alex said on the episode with Ellen Pompeo. She was like, I grew up and like you were always.
I was
on.
Like, she invented like, Pick Me. She invented You're My Person. Like, there are so many things. She's the titular role.
Which, like, I like that when I thinking about that interview and then comparing it, not that Chappell would have the same like cultural pull yet that Ellen Pompeo
she
does.
More.
But Alex is, it was so sweet to me listening to Alex be like, you made my person, and like that's what I call my friend. Like getting to tell Ellen Pompeo like who your Christina Yang is like,
and it's like she did.
Oh my God, I met this man last night who had a Christina Yang. You know like the drama Charleston shirts that y'all have. That's like the
He went for Christina Yang.
It was Christina Yang.
Wait, that's amazing. I want that. I love Christina Yang.
It was epic.
It was just interesting, and I want to be clear. I wasn't trying to say because one of Anthony's arguments was like Tina Fey has like hosted award shows. She's like done so many things for people to know her, and Ellen Pompeo's only done like this one thing. And I was like, yeah, but she did this one thing and it was so big for so long that like she cemented, whereas like Tina Fey doesn't have one character that everybody thinks of for her. They think of her as Tina Fey. Like she's oftentimes behind the scenes too. Like she's so like I know all that. And he's like, she wrote a book. I'm like, did you read the book? I read the book. It came out in middle school. I read Bossy Pants in middle school. Like I think the people today, I was like, Ellen Pompeo was just on Call Her Daddy. Like everyone, like,
even if you don't watch Grey's, Anthony just texted us, my side of this argument is being butchered.
We'll talk about it later.
We'll have Anthony on the podcast
Maybe we'll do a Patreon episode just discussing this.
So, Hannah's going to go to the hospital and Spencer says, go, but don't freak her out.
Yeah.
And then they're like, keep her gone.
Don't bring her back here until the election is over. Thank you.
And interesting, Hannah doesn't buy. Oh, wait, this isn't interesting. I read it wrong. Hannah's like, I don't think Mona could have killed
Cece. Hannah and is defending Mona.
The friends are absolutely, like, this is classic that they are, like, immediately it's Mona.
They just want it to be over. Emily is with Melissa. And it's like, Hannah's like,
which I get, Hannah's like, but it's like,
I want it to be over too, but not at the expense of somebody who isn't guilty. I'm not trying to wrongfully imprison anybody. Like, and Hannah, right. I mean, the girls are just like also so nasty about Mona. And Hannah's
if you guys,
just like,
if you guys remember, Hannah's the only one who's actually been in prison between the four of you. You guys were almost there.
There you go.
But Hannah was there.
Ezra's on the phone. We're in the loft. And Ariel walks in. He's on the phone with Jillian. And he hangs up and he's like, so Jillian wants to buy us dinner at the Radley tonight. Like, she wants to see what she's buying. And Aria freaks out because the book isn't done. He's like, no, not the book. The authors. And I'm just like, this is bad news. This is just bad freaking news.
This is bad news, bears. Okay. And Ezra's like, what did you like think about this scene? They start talking shop and I start rolling my eyes.
Yeah, he's having a hard time with the goodbye scene.
Aria's killing me because at first she's like, is it what I wrote?
Wait, no,
is
that what I actually thought that was like one of the more endearing moments for Aria, because it was a moment where it was like she didn't feel like she had the upper hand. And I like when she's a little off her game because she's so constantly thinks she knows everything and is right and is the best. So it's like, and then she's like, is it what I wrote? Just tell me. Like, right. And I kind of liked it. I was and like, good. I like seeing you a little bit like nervous.
But then as soon as he says that, she's like, well, I think it's fine. So
she's like, I think it's lovely and I have shit to do. So like, I can't be, I mean, if you're not confident in your work, I don't know what to tell you. I don't have that problem. And then Aria, he's like, I'm going to go try something. And Aria like sees a picture of Nicole and is annoyed. And I'm like, why are you annoyed? Why are you annoyed?
She's potentially dead.
So Hannah's visiting Allie. The news is Allie can go back to Rosewood tomorrow and she'll still be by herself because Elliot is going to Chicago for a conference. And Allie's like super proud.
I love seeing these little moments between Hannah and Allie where like, because when they were younger, they didn't get to have, Allie didn't take Hannah seriously as like a chic girl, you know? And now like Allie has this moment where honestly, Hannah kind of has the big sister role. Whereas it used to be Allie was more of their big sister. And she's like, do you like my honeymoon lingerie? Like it's a little glimpse into like what their friendship could have been like if.
And I think
Hannah post Allie's disappearance and Allie had been friends.
And like that makes total sense that that's how their relationship was and how it is now, because Allie, although she was like, okay, she was gone for however long. So she didn't get to like have the high school experience where you really do like come in so much to your own. And Hannah did. So it's like, it almost is like that older sister thing because there's just so much that Hannah's experienced that Allie hasn't.
Right.
So Allie was like ahead of the game at one point, but now she is to catch up. And so it's just kind of an interesting like power dynamic and to see them like this. And so there are all these flowers all over the room and they're all from Elliot. And Allie's like, he's working on his
husband.
They
look like the flowers you would buy in the hospital gift shop.
I'm
like
also
the
just
flowers
like,
that they would have there.
I'm like, well, what's the point of this? Like,
I'm like, I don't want why are we have to take
because Allie made a push. She's like, we can't take all these home. And he's like, we'll give them around. And it's like, that's sweet. But flowers are expensive. We just got married. Why are you doing this? Like, I just think.
Yeah.
And then when Hannah finds, Hannah goes over to one of the bouquets and picks up a card. It's not from Elliot. It has the five girls and all of them have X's over their face except for Allison.
No. On the front, there's a staircase. And then when she opens it, there's five girls and three of them are X'd out except Hannah and Spencer.
So they're next. But I'm like, okay, it's Elliot. Again, Elliot and Shower must be fucking and this is them. That's my theory.
Whoa.
You're acting like that's a crazy theory, but I think I'm right. I think you know it. I think I'm right and I think you know it.
That's so Caroline. That's if Caroline had to have something tattooed on her forehead, it would be that.
I'm so right, and I think you know it. Yeah.
We go to the barn, and we love video chatting. We love it, especially Emily.
Emily's like,
only,
I didn't
Emily's
wait.
Phone is Emily's phone is broken. It can only video chat. That's why Damien video.
The only time you can get. Remember when my audio was broken? The only time I could have audio is over FaceTime. Yeah, or if it was on speaker. Exactly.
Oh my gosh. So we see that Mona is talking to Shower Harvey's handler in Rosewood Times Square.
Yeah, Emily flips the camera around and it's showing Spencer. Spencer's
like,
got eyes
be a picture
everywhere.
Or a text.
I'm like, Spencer, or Emily just realized she's Shay Mitchell. She's like, wait, I'm hot. I want to do more video calls. And I'm all for it. Spencer's immediately there.
I thought that was so funny.
I know. And the guy, Sarah's handler, went into the police department. Mona's gone. They wait and they watch him leave with the tube that he did not go in with. So he got it from there. And they've got to figure out what the heck this is.
This is so funny. You know Spencer loves when Emily gets into these moods because Spencer's like, finally, she's locked in. Someone matches my freak for once.
Exactly. Because when
Spencer doesn't have great time and Emily gets into this mood, they are on the same wavelength.
Yes, 100%. Spencer's like opening her bedroom door like, is anybody going to match my freak? And Emily's like, I'm in Mona's car. Let's go. She's like, honk, honk, come on down.
I've been here all night
in Mona's car. Mona's in the trunk. So Emily is following this guy. He's paying for parking. And Emily's like, just wait here. I'm going to go do something. Ah! Oh, it's a dog. Chuck, you want to say hi, Odo? Chuck, you want to say hi, O? Chuck, Chuck-a-woon. Chuck-a-woonie. Chuck-a-woonie. I love you.
He's so cute. Emily is like ready to fucking tackle him to the ground and say what's in the tube. And Spencer's like, let's wait a second.
No, Emily. Because Emily has the crazy. She's like, wait here. And she runs away.
No, well, Emily, at first, when they see him, Emily's like, let me go get my car so we can follow him. And Spencer's like, wait a second. And then we see that Spencer's so smart. We see that he's actually just paying for parking and he's going into another store. And then they have the idea to go get the car and do something
Emily
wild.
Emily's like, wait here. And Emily runs and gets her car and comes up and like pulls it up so it's just tapped against this guy's car. And he comes back up and they both are like, I'm so stupid. I am a stupid slut. I'm a stupid slut. I'm so sorry. Can you? And they're just like trying to distract him. While Spencer grabs the tube out of the guy's hand. I'm like, you don't think he felt
she's, like,
this in his hands? Like,
she's trying to be like helpful. She's like, let me take your thing.
I know, but that's the only thing she takes, which is funny. She takes it. She goes behind him, immediately takes it out of the tube and starts going through. And we do see that it is like the plans for Sarah's room at the Radley. And then that key card comes out. And as soon as she confirms that, she gives it back, wraps her arms around this man. She's like, thank you. She might as well like stick her tongue down his throat. I'm like, Spencer, you're giving slut.
Which is Spencer's whole thing.
Spencer, that's your whole thing.
We go to Ezra's loft and Arya's reading the new goodbye that Ezra wrote. Yeah. And she is someone who licks her fingers to turn the page. Learned that against my will.
And then we
start watching a play.
Yeah, no, literally. We get a flashback. We get this flashback of Nicole leaving and Ezra trying to get her to stay.
It's not a flashback, though. That's so key.
It's the book.
We have Lucy Hale reading it on the couch, and then we have Ezra and Nicole behind her in different lighting.
It's terrible.
Acting out the scene that she's reading.
Yes.
And we realize that this is maybe how they actually said goodbye, and it's classic Ezra. It's classic man.
Yeah.
This girl starts like saying the things that she wants, and as soon as he realizes that he's not going to be able to convince her to come with him, he starts pouting and he's angry.
He's like,
okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, I'm leaving.
And I'm also just like,
It's giving how Jesse would act if Sierra rejected him.
Or Lexi, yes, 100%. And here's what I need to say. I hate to say it. Ezra was kind of right. Sorry, Nicole. Ezra.
Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, it's 2020.
Ezra was kind of right. Kind of on the money with that one. So then we come back to reality. Back to reality.
They start having like, Arya's like, I mean, like, you really shouldn't be carrying, like, any guilt over this because, like, you were right. Like,
you
if she had gone
literally
with you, she
right.
would be alive.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, she was being kind of a bitch.
I'm not
going to
lie,
so
Ezra.
Like,
I've read this whole book now. I think Nicole sounds kind of dumb.
She says it like a question.
Yeah. Am I on to something here? Would you kind
Ezra's
of dumb?
Like, yeah, dude, yes. Dude, yes.
And I was just like, I thought it'd be a break. And Arya's like, no, you and I, people like us, we can't date dumb people. No. We can't date anyone with an IQ lower than blah, blah, blah. He tells Arya that Arya's a bad influence on him. She makes him want to be honest. I said, since when? Since when has Arya made you want to be honest, Z?
The show is called
Your whole
Pretty
thing
Liars.
Is like not being honest, but okay.
Then we go to Emily's favorite pastime, a stakeout.
A stakeout. We thought it was Spencer's favorite. We thought it was Mona's favorite. We were wrong. It's Emily's favorite. She's watching this guy now getting ice cream from an ice cream truck, and he's eating his cone like a fucking sicko. And then this car drives by, and he throws the tube into the car, and we see the unmistakable gloves of Shower Harvey.
It's Roadrunner. And even her driving acting is so funny because she's completely straight.
It's like you don't yeah, it's like you don't have to you don't have metal bars instead of arms. You don't have to do that.
Later on when she emerges from that alley, I was like, this we'll get to it.
I'm like,
so
why is your
funny.
Window anyway. Down, Shower? Why is your window down on your driver's seat? Everyone can see you.
And I don't believe you didn't
see
Emily.
I don't believe you didn't see Emily.
Emily is fully going.
I know, like, Emily, Megan Albadress, can you show us what Emily was doing here? If you don't mind. Okay, so we go to Caleb. Or wait, no. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hannah and Caleb.
We go to the, yeah.
And she's showing him the card that was in the flowers at Allie's hospital room. And she hasn't told the girls yet. Wanted to talk to him first. I'm like, okay. Road Warriors, can we get real for a second? I want to talk about the massive effect stress can have on your hormones. And who better to talk about this than me, a certified stressed out girly.
It's true. Stress plays a huge factor in hormones. In between work and life and everything else, it's easy to feel totally out of balance. And we can't be the only ones.
That's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life.
And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. Y'all know we love Happy Mammoth, so obviously we took the quiz and it gave us personalized insights into what might be happening with our hormones.
You know, it's not a competition, Phoebe, but I finished the quiz in literally 30 seconds, so it couldn't be easier. Based on my symptoms, it seems I'm overflowing with estrogen, and their recommendation was, drumroll please,
Hormone Harmony. Taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now. It's about investing in your long-term health. By taking the hormone quiz, you'll learn more about your hormone balance and can make small, intentional changes to support your body.
Whether it's with Hormone Harmony or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz helps guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. So, ready to start feeling like yourself again?
Head on over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code PrettyLittlePodcast at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code PrettyLittlePodcast for 15% off today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is getting weird, but I'm like obviously happy, but I am like, I don't want to like watch Spencer crash out and have her be right. Like, I just don't want that right now.
Hannah has decided that she's figured it out.
Yeah.
And this is classic Hannah. She's going to fucking figure it out and be the friend that everybody needs.
Yeah, well, of course.
And we go to the barn and Spencer's on the phone with Emily, and then Caleb and Hannah walk
in. Can I just say?
Together.
No. Spencer walks in. Hannah and Caleb are in the barn together.
Oh, they're already there. Yeah. Right.
Can I just say, if I'm Spencer, this is not like, if you guys aren't hooking up,
invite me over to Lucas's.
Don't do it like this. Like, if you're not about to tell me that you guys are fucking, don't do this. Because imagine Spencer walking in and seeing Hannah and your current boyfriend.
Whole
I would be like,
is like that.
I would literally be like,
the
what? Because they're looking at her sheepishly. They say nothing. She's just like, let me call you back, Em. She's like, what? It's just like such
like we need
a.
To talk to
I'm
you.
Like, why set it up this way? It doesn't have to be set up this way, but I guess it does.
Right. And so Spencer tells them that Shower is the one who picked up the things, and she's checking back into the Radley and all this stuff. And then Caleb says, Spence, you need to listen to Hannah.
And so Hannah comes up to Spencer.
And then Ashley Benson delivers an Emmy Award-winning monologue.
Where's the Emmy? Where's the Emmy? She says,
there's an Emmy in my heart for
you're
you.
You're right. Hannah says, that night at the hotel when you were asleep, I left the room. I followed Aria and Ezra, and I saw them in the square, and then I saw Charlotte go into the church, and so I went in after her, and I picked up a candlestick, and I stabbed her in the back of the neck with it, and then I took her to the bell tower and threw her off. I didn't...
And she's like, she's like crying as she's saying it. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's really, it's just like, and she's like, I didn't delete that footage because of Aria. I deleted it because of me. And then she turns, she's got tears in her eyes. Yeah, she turns back to Caleb and says, Spencer believed it. And if Spencer believed it even for a minute, they will believe it. I know how we end this. Hannah is going to take the fall for Charlotte's murder to try to save the election for Vivi, basically.
So, Spencer, I don't want to see this fucking behavior.
I know. Spencer is acting insane, and it's like, I bet if you had had a nap today, like, you wouldn't be acting like this, but okay.
Yeah, and you probably shouldn't start, like, crash out drinking, yeah, for sure,
yeah,
at the end of the night.
Maybe not.
We go to the Radley, and Jillian, Aria, and Ezra are getting dinner, and Jillian says... She compliments Aria.
This is crazy, though.
Says, I really shouldn't encourage Aria's writing. I wanted to make her a world-class editor.
I'm like, no, I was like, Jillian, don't say that. But she asks about their process, and Aria, I'm like, you dunce. She goes, we're still figuring it out. I'm like, that is not what your boss wants to hear. You don't say we're still figuring it out. Like, you just need to let him answer, actually. Sorry.
Aria's so used to, like, her fluidity of, like, what creativity means.
Yeah,
to her.
Exactly. There are no rules. There are no lines for
figuring
creativity.
It out is a good thing to her.
Absolutely. That's where you make brilliant discoveries. So Jillian needs a complete draft. She needs it soon. I guess they're going to make it happen. We then.
Aria's a bit in over her head, it seems.
For sure.
Yeah, we go to the barn. Emily's not liking this, no, because it has nothing to do with the fact that Melissa's guilty.
Yeah. And Emily's like, so are we just done with the Melissa theory? And Spencer's like, yeah. Em, keep my sister's name out of your mouth, Emily. Emily's like, sorry. Oh my God.
You know
when
I get
when
about
Spencer
her.
Says
you know
it, it's
get.
Fine. When Aria says it, it's also fine. When Emily says it, keep your name. Okay.
Spencer's like, well, you know there's layers there, Emily.
Emily.
You know.
Emily, I think
you know what you did.
I think we both know something. That matters.
You know, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
I'm not going to say it, but you're welcome. The floor is yours, Emily. The floor is yours.
Yeah, tell us about how Melissa's guilty. Tell us all about it.
Tell us all about what did Melissa do? What did Melissa do, Em? What did you do?
Or is it what you did?
What did you do? Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, that's going to be a fun punch bowl episode. So they're filling Emily in, and I just noticed that, like, everyone's got a pretty full glass of wine, not Spencer. Spencer's is empty and Spencer's
empty.
Refilling.
And
okay.
And she's ready for a refill.
The wine is flowing.
She is giving, she's standing at this counter acting with the wine. And she is like, she's like,
I mean, literally, I'm like, Spencer, do you need somebody to ask you what's wrong? Because that's how you're acting. You're giving Aria when she wants a little bit of attention. Like, she's like walking around, like sighing. She's like clomping. And yeah, then Spencer's like, look,
she's
Hannah has the
them.
Plan and Caleb has the know-how. And if we don't do it, they're just going to do it themselves. Like, she's like, when they team up,
she's
they're
pissed.
Unstoppable. So I might as well just leave the room.
She's
you don't
so
need
mad.
Me anymore. She's so annoyed. And at this point, Hannah grabs Caleb's hand. And is like, yes. And they just like interlace fingers. I didn't even think Hannah noticed she did it. I was like,
I know they're really falling back into old habits, because we also see in a second when Caleb like puts his hand on her back,
yeah,
and was like, "Hey, Han." It's like, oh my God. If I'm Spencer, I'd be crashing out too.
I would be
maybe
too.
Maybe not this publicly,
but not yeah.
Not this, maybe,
I mean, it's also
I might
like
wait till they leave.
I'd be
and call Aria, who's always on my side.
Right. I was like, is Hannah gonna have that moment of like, oh, like realizing she like grabbed Caleb's no.
Aria's gonna be
Aria's gonna have that moment.
Aria's gonna be like, yeah, I mean, I thought she was over it, but like it's just like you don't really go for like a friend's ex. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you just like
exactly.
Don't really do something.
Aria's
like,
it's just girl code. In a sense, she's like, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's no Aria.
Emily's there. She's like, wait.
Emily's like, am
wait.
I? Sorry, I know I'm not supposed to be here. I keep just like showing up places when people are having big conversations and I can Emma fly on the wall, but what? I'm literally like, Aria's seeing
Aria's
Hannah
like,
grab
didn't...
Caleb's hand, and Aria's going, Spence, can I talk to you outside? And like, she's doing that whole thing, and then she's taking Spencer outside. She's like, are you seeing what I'm seeing? And Spencer's like, I'm not going crazy. Throws the wine back, finishes it. She's like, can you get me a refill? Aria's like, I have the bottle. Pours it. She's like, I just think like, we shouldn't be surprised. Hannah is a bad friend.
Hannah's never
really
been loyal.
Hannah's never really been a good friend. That's not her thing.
And we've been saying
and
that.
It's, and I just feel like maybe we need to exclude her and just figure this out on our own, probably. And Spencer's like, well, that's going to be pretty hard to freaking do. Can I have another glass? She finished the one Aria just poured.
She's like, Spence?
Spence.
Bottle's empty.
Slow down. Spence, if you want more wine, I'm going to have to go back in there and get it. And who knows what I'm going to see. All right. I'll brace myself. Walks in.
Oh, my God. They're having raw dog sex in here.
And Emily, why are you watching? Emily, why? You don't have to be in the room all the time when people are having moments, Em. Oh, my God. Emily's like, well, no one told me to. I didn't even know it was starting. I didn't even know they were doing that. I'm not paying attention to them. I'm kind of figuring something out. I'm in Melissa's room going through her drawers. I didn't even hear them. I'm just finding stuff in Melissa's room.
Sorry, I just found one of my shirts.
I'm just in the attic. I'm just in the attic going through Melissa's boxes.
Did anybody see or for sophomore year picture? It's not in here.
Spence, someone's been living up here. Spence, someone's been living up here, and I think it's your dad. Oh, my God, Spencer, I just found a family tree. You're going to want to get up here quick. You think you were worried about the Caleb situation. You've got bigger fish to fry, Spence. Let's go. Anyway, and then Spencer has to go crawl over Caleb and Hannah, who are having, again, raw dog sex on the couch. And Spencer's like, okay, excuse me, because there's no ladder down to the attic, but the trap door is right above the couch where Caleb and Hannah are having raw dog sex. So Emily had to jump, and she's really, Emily does have really good upper body strength, we know. And so, and then Spencer's like, I can't, Spencer's like crawling over them. They don't even know she's there. Caleb and Hannah are in their own world. Spencer's like, excuse me. And Emily literally just pulls her up, hulks out, pulls her up.
And Aria won't come in the barn.
Aria won't go in the barn because she's like, I don't support this.
And I have a book to write.
And I gotta go burn the midnight oil. Okay, so anyway.
And you know what? All adventurous women do. All adventurous women do.
Wait, did you see that part? Or I texted it to you?
Well, that's like one of the famous quotes.
So funny, guys. And girls, which if you didn't listen yet, you need to go listen to our Patreon recap of the first episode of Girls. It's out for Honorary Connell Sisters. It's funny, but Hannah gets HPV later, and then Shoshana goes, well, it's Jessa has HPV. Yeah, she says all adventurous women do. And I'm like,
and then that becomes
is
like Hannah's thing, because doesn't she tweet that later?
Yes, she's trying to figure out what to tweet, and she just tweets all adventurous women do, and then Dancing on My Own starts playing, and she's and that is such a good moment. But I'm like, that is such an Aria line. Aria's getting HPV, and then she's coming home and be like, wait, you don't have it? Okay, well, that makes sense. That makes sense, honestly.
I knew you didn't really have...
All adventurous women do.
I knew you really didn't make love. You didn't really
what
make
you,
love.
You probably just, like, you probably have sex, right? I make love. So when you're making love, Sometimes you get STDs. Sometimes when you're making love, you don't have time to stop for a condom, and then you get an STD. But all adventurous women do. It's called getting caught up in the moment. It's called, have you ever just let your hair down and dance in the rain? Okay, I need to get off this. I need to just stop. Okay.
So Caleb wants Toby's help, and Spencer is like, fine, but I mean, need to get the blueprints from him anyway. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm kind of confused about how the blueprints have anything
to
do with this.
Wait, I'm dead. Aria's not even there. Aria?
No, she's not.
I forgot Aria is literally still at dinner, and we just... We implicated her in such a major way. She's not even there. We're like, Aria, you suck. Aria's being so annoying in this scene. She's not there.
Caleb touches Hannah's back and is like, hey, do you have that list, Han?
Hey, do you have a condom?
I'm sorry, if I
I don't know why I'm doing this.
If I'm Spencer, like, I get it. I'm annoyed with Spencer, but I do get it.
Yeah.
It would kill me.
No, I know.
But I am like, then I go back to Spencer, this was all avoidable. You didn't have to fuck your best friend's ex.
And I'm also like, well, Hannah wasn't acting like this when you two were acting chummy.
Yeah. She's actually been really
cool.
She's been
really cool about it, given the circumstances.
And then Emily goes over to Spencer and goes, Spence, a little help here? It's my favorite way to deliver their lines. And Spencer's like, they're just going to do what they're going to do. And I don't know. What do you want me to do? Wedge myself between them on the couch?
Oh, my God, I know. It's like, and Emily's like, oh, holy shit. Oh, you're being
I'm
insane.
I'm gonna go back to Melissa's room. I will, I'll be
Emily's
back.
Emily's like, hey, Spence, I'm going to go finish what I was doing in Melissa's room. she goes, but Caleb and Hannah are sort of like, once you're bare, OTP. All right, bye.
Yeah, I've kind of been rooting. Me and Mona have
been
betting
kind of
this.
Rooting for
betting
them.
On this.
We've been kind of rooting for them. Just today when we were hanging out and we were driving around. I was driving her car. Just today when I borrowed Mona's car for the day.
Momona, no problems.
Wait, neither of us responded. I was like, surely Phoebe will respond because Phoebe said it.
but I don't.
You can still Phoebe. Respond.
She said, Phoebe, did you come up with that?
She asked you a question by name.
I was like, certainly I did it.
Guys, this is a group chat.
I was thinking.
With Megan Albatross called Attention Whores.
Yeah, be jealous.
And Megan will text us and Phoebe got called out by name and asked a question and wouldn't respond.
I'm going to answer.
Do it right now.
Well, I'll do it after we record, but I was trying to think about it. There's no way that I'm the one who said that.
Well, I didn't say that.
It's too smart.
Phoebe, one, thank you. And two, be nicer to yourself. You're very smart. You literally went to high school.
Caroline.
You graduated high school.
Caroline's like holding a knife in her thigh saying this. She's like,
Phoebe, be nicer to yourself.
As I'm
You're so smart. Okay, anyway. So we're back at the Radley. Jillian's like, bye, Ezra. Bye, Z. Arya's going to walk me to the elevator.
Ezra says exactly what we needed because we know that parchment and ink is their favorite set.
We know that ink.
He said, yeah. Remember when I was like, Caroline, it's paining Caroline to have to say that I'm smart.
Sorry, I didn't have to wait that long to get my redemption.
She needed to respect the balance of one. You have to pay for every good thing, you have to pay for it with a bad
exactly.
thing.
Exactly, and I honestly feel so much better now.
I knew you would. Ezra says, I just really think that ink on acid free paper is going to win out in the end.
Oh my God, I can't.
Talking about like Kindles. Shut the fuck up. Jillian's like, I don't give a shit.
Jillian's like, just wait for audiobooks. Oh my God. So Arya's going to walk her to the elevators. And she's like, okay. Jillian's like, so Arya, from now on, you're going to talk to me directly. You're not going to go through Liam. I just think Liam needed some distance. It was clear to me. And by the way, I know you guys are doing it. I'm like, why does Liam need distance? Is it because he figured out about Ezra? Like, why? Do you know or no? We don't know yet.
Do you know or no? And she was like, you were very discreet. That's how we all knew about Liam. And then she says, I like your Ezra. Everyone's going to love you and Ezra. Your ex-teacher.
Not what she needed to hear. Okay, Jill? Not what Arya needed to hear.
And then Emily calls and says, you got to fill Ezra in because stuff's about to get crazy. I'm in Melissa's room and you're not going to believe what I found.
Black panties. she's like, shit's about to go down. Spencer's cleaning the wine glasses and Spencer has this flashback to her and Caleb in Spain.
She gets lost in a
memory maybe. And so they're having this, let's go through this little, actually, I didn't even write anything because this doesn't matter. This flashback, it's like nothing. It's like the will they, won't they moment and they don't. Spoiler, they don't. That's really it, right? Am I missing anything? Caleb and Hannah walk into Lucas's loft. Lucas is in there, sets the fire off just to make sure we're all good. And then he looks at Caleb, he's like, Caleb, do you lunch? We should do lunch. Then we'll lunch. And
we find out Caleb is a stockholder in Lucas's company.
Which is so cute. Because, yeah, Caleb's like, I'd ask how business. Yes. And also, I'm like, thank you for paying Lucas back. Because no. Lucas spent a bunch of. Okay, so actually, I hope Caleb is making a lot of money.
Hey, Lucas, your accountants want you to spend money. I have somewhere you could spend money.
Yeah, go to the casino. You love it there.
Your accountants are like, okay, we need you to start spending real money, not at a casino.
Yeah, please, not chips. Not chips, actually coins. So Caleb leaves and Lucas gives Hannah the new remote for the smart loft. And he also shows her this factory that he's buying. And I just have a feeling it's going to be like the doll factory or something. Like, it looks like every other abandoned factory we've seen on the show. And he's like, well, what would you do with it? And she goes, indoor mini golf. I'm like, work. Same. But he's like, no, seriously. Like, if you could do anything.
We find out that Hannah is the founder and CEO of Putt Shack.
And good for her. So he's like, if someone said you could try anything and start your own business, like, he's like, I want to help you start your brand. She's like, well, I would start a brand. I would get designers. I would do all this stuff. And he's like, I could help you start your brand. I can keep one foot in Rosewood. Like, does somebody else you went to high school with want to give you a $1 million line of credit? I finally figured out a way to give you something no one else can. And it's just like this sweet moment. And I also love it because if this were Arya, she'd do one of two things. The first option.
Kiss him.
Okay, she'd do one of three things. The first option, kiss him. The second option, she'd be like, I don't need handouts. I'm going to do this on my own. Or number three is she'd
Adam
be like,
Driver.
Sounds great.
Adam Driver from Girls.
Literally. You're a buffoon. I can do this on my own. Or three.
That's also who I was trying to give in my character.
Yes, that came through to me. if you don't know what she's talking about, listen to Tuesday's episode. Or she's saying, okay, great. Or she's immediately taking it, where Hannah's like, Lucas, I can't. There's the whole, no. Aria's either saying, how dare you? I'm offended you would even offer. Or she's saying, okay, cool. When do we start? Give me the money. Write the check.
Bingo. And then we go to the hospital. Allie's in a dream.
Maybe. I mean, we've seen this. I've seen this film before where someone shows up in the hospital while the person in the bed is in a fugue state. And it's like, was it real? And usually it is. Usually it's real. So I am going to say.
Allie was alive.
And I'm just going to go ahead and name this woman. What if I just said her name? Because I know what's happening, by the way. I think I know who that is.
What? What?
Good try. Your acting sucks now.
It's not what I've been told.
Killed him off.
No, I'm kidding. Take that out though, in case it spoils for someone else.
I just want to make sure me and him
are good.
We're good.
Okay. So she wakes up in the hospital. It's Jesty. Jesty is here. It's like, okay.
Jesty's back.
Last I heard, you were DED dead.
We saw it. We literally saw your dead body.
And she's in here. She's like, look.
That heartbreaking scene of Cece.
Oh, right.
Crying over her dead body.
We really, really did. So Jesty's like, look, I know Elliot's a good man. He's going to protect you. I just want you to rest. You're going to be happy now. And that's it. Allie goes back to sleep. And she's not telling anybody about this. She's like, I can't tell anybody about this crazy fucking.
It's like the dream. Unicorn in the film.
Exactly. She's like, I can't say this out loud. Yeah, even though I know exactly what it is.
And Emily's like, wait, I totally get it. That's happened to me before. Remember when you dragged me out of a barn and I was.
Yeah. Emily's like, can you kiss me? And Allie's like, I didn't kiss you. Did we kiss? I don't think we kissed.
I mean, and if I did kiss you, it was probably just practice for the real thing. I like boys.
Wait, you didn't actually think that was, oh my God, I'm married to a man? Oh my God. I really thought we were past this. Okay. Anyway, so Mona's walking.
Aria, she is obsessed. She's just like, can't let it go.
And Aria's like, no, I know.
Her now.
I know. That's what Spencer and I have been talking about. It. We can't say it to Emily or Hannah because, you know, but yeah, that's what Melissa's weird about you because you're obsessed with her, Emily. Like, but that's not what,
and
by the way, that's
for,
not what,
and I for one guy,
that's
it.
Not what me and Phoebe think. That's what Aria thinks. Anyway, okay, so Mona's walking down the street and Shower sneaks up and goes, someone told me you wanted to talk. Shower, what are you doing wearing a full sequin outfit here in the middle of Rosewood Times Square? I thought you were like trying to be like undercover. That you're not trying to draw attention.
She's giving the alley cat in a Pixar cartoon who is like in like the movie Bolt, like the alley cat who's a little scrappy who would be friends with Molly, our grandparents' dog.
Right. Except for the sequins. Except for the full sequin getup.
Yes, but the fingerless gloves, the racer gloves.
She has fingerless gloves on. I thought her whole thing was that her fingers needed to be covered. She cannot be wearing fingerless gloves. You're making that up. You made that up. Admit it.
They're definitely leather. Well, I didn't make it up on purpose.
They can't be fingerless because that's a major plot hole. I would just know if they were. I would literally know if they were. If fingerless gloves are on scene, I'm aware of it right away. That's like one thing about me.
The way that this actress enters the scene and then places herself in the scene is giving Emma Stone in the SNL skit
the theater kid skit.
Because she's doing the classic middle school theater stance on stage where you have one leg like pop.
Yeah.
You know, you have one, and you're standing kind of in like fourth position.
Sure.
Third position.
I don't know what. Phoebe just tried to show me with her hands, and I'm like, that's giving first position. First? Third.
Whatever.
If they're okay, there's first, second.
Yes. Far apart.
Third.
Fourth. Third, but a little spaced out. Fourth. She's in fourth position.
Fifth
is the one that I love.
Fifth is like right there, and then third is like halfway through the foot, and fourth is just like.
So she's in fourth position, and she doesn't really know what to do with her hands.
Who knows?
Her whole energy is bothering me.
What else is new?
Anyway.
So Mona's like, you need to leave these girls alone. And I'm like, that's right, Mona. Stand up for your bitches. And Shower's like, not until I get what's
Shower
coming
says,
to me.
I love the way she goes, someone told me you wanted to talk.
That was good. She's the worst. And then And then Mona's like, Mona's like, look, no one blames you for what Cece made you do, but what you do now is all yours. And Shower tries something crazy. She tries to intimidate Mona Vanderwaal. Yeah, right. And she goes, if you're not playing any games, you'll be awfully lonely.
And she says, but she also, she does the classic. She tries to get to that part of Mona that is still deeply insecure, where she says, yes, poor Mona out in the cold, they're never going to trust you. And then we also get this sad moment from Mona where it feels like she's reverting back to like more of a childlike state that I think when she like acknowledges the sickness that is in her sometimes, because Shower says the thing about games and Mona says, I'm not playing anything anymore. And then it's almost like she says this to herself. She's like, no more games.
Yeah.
And it made me like, ugh, it kind of like made me sad.
I know, it is sad. Because, I mean, Shower said, she's like, yeah, well, if you don't play any games, you're going to be lonely. Because people only want you around when there are games to play. It's like that sort of idea, which is terrible. I hate it. So Ezra and Arya are kind of recapping what happened there at the brew. Ezra's like, what did you guys talk about? She tells him that she's not supposed to go through Liam anymore. Arya tells Ezra that Allison's in the hospital, and she goes, yeah, she had an accident the same way that something happened to me and looked like an accident. And he's like, what? And she's like, I'm saying it's happening again and we're going to do something about it.
It's like, why are you
we're telling
so
everybody
mad.
Now. Okay.
Why are you so well, Emily told her to. But why is she immediately mad at him?
Yeah.
When she's explained when he doesn't like
get it right
on
away.
The first
she's like,
get.
How can you not get it? How can you not see? You're obviously not as locked into me
it's
as
plain
I thought.
As day.
Who we then have Allie.
You would have known something was off. You would have known something off if you really loved
yes.
me.
Yes. We're back at the hospital. Allie wakes up. Elliot's sitting on the bed with her. They're going to go home in the morning. All her tests are clear. And he says he's not going to go to Chicago for this, like, whatever presentation thing he was going for. And she's like, no, you need to go. Go to the conference so that when you get back, I can welcome you at the door and we can have a life. It's giving, like, Allie and Noah notebook. Like, they think they're, like... I'm like, I don't know enough
so
about
annoying.
Your relationship to be rooting for you this much. So I don't really give a fuck
and
what
then
Elliot
he's like,
does.
He's like, what happened to you? And she goes, nothing.
Because she's giddy. She's like giddy over her dream. She's like, I woke up and I just felt like I was flat. Like she's just so happy. I mean, she won't tell him why because it's silly. And I'm like, well, you know what? You should be able to tell your partner anything without thinking that they're going to call you silly.
Right.
Allie, maybe he's not the one.
Right.
Too late.
Exactly. We go to the loft. Caleb and Hannah present the plan to everybody.
They've literally made like a PowerPoint presentation to walk
and
everybody through
and they're not taking
it.
Any votes.
So wait, who all
and
is
Spencer
here?
Spencer is
we've got
pissed.
Yeah.
Everybody but Toby.
Okay.
Everybody but Toby.
We have Emily. We have Ari. But I'm like, why is Ezra really here? Like, you know what I mean?
I think because this is something that Toby would be included in. Like, if they had partners, except Emily's partners were never
which
included.
Which is why I'm like, why would
try
Ezra...
to include Paige.
I'm like... Maybe just include him because Spencer, you clued Toby in, so you might as well have him here.
Yeah,
like you told him, you just didn't tell Caleb that you told him.
I wonder.
Anyway, whatever. It's because if Toby's here, she can't be mad about Hannah and Caleb. So Spencer's like fully losing it over Caleb and Hannah being chummy, and they're gonna do this. And Hannah's like, "All right, are you guys in or not?" And Spencer does like, "Thank God," because everyone's silent. And Spencer's like, look, nobody here is going to let you do this by yourself. Like, we're obviously we're in on it, even though
and
I'm fucking mad
big
at
of
you.
Her.
Yeah.
Because Caleb keeps saying, Hannah and me, Hannah and I, me and Han. And Spencer is just like,
it's like, it's just like killing her. Everything is like a stab in the heart. Yeah. So.
And then we get a crazy thing here. Hannah voice texts this text. And what's interesting about this, she voice texts.
She says,
I killed Charlotte.
Leave my friends alone. I killed Charlotte.
And it's a voice text. And then we see all the ones and zeros.
What?
And what it shows to me, we're in the Matrix suddenly.
Yeah,
we're
actually
watching the Matrix
Keanu
with my dad.
Reeves pops out. We're like, get out of here.
We're
like,
okay,
Neo.
Go to the Matrix.
Yeah, go to the Matrix.
And Call Me by Blondie starts to play. And I just I'm getting like it's making it so clear. Okay, it would be so easy for the police to find this text.
No, literally. I was thinking that the whole time. I'm just like, so Hannah, you're just cool with what happens if like you then have to
that's
go to
like
jail
real
for this?
Evidence.
Like you texted.
But they I do think they said something about how like they're not actually scared of prison because A is gonna want to do
way
this
worse.
Revenge on their own. And I'm like, that's not reassuring to
no,
me at all.
No, none of this is, there's nothing really reassuring happening ever in this world, I've realized, in Rosewood. But yeah, we see the signals travel. It was not giving like end of an episode. It was giving like opening credits of like fucking clock stoppers.
The Matrix.
Or The Matrix. Yeah, exactly.
We go to the actual A scene. A is watching one of Vivi's. I thought at first A was watching Gossip Girl, because we get like all these skyline clips that kind of look like the start of a Gossip Girl episode. But no, it's just Vivi. And then she gets a text from Hannah, and the text from Hannah. And I do think it's so funny to think of A making contacts for the girls.
Yeah.
Because it, like, says Hannah when it pops up. Like, I just think that that's so funny.
Unless A already knows the girls, and that's why she has their numbers.
I'd hope there was a last name in there.
I would hope if she knew them, she'd have the decency to put her last name in. That's all I'm saying. And, yeah, so that's that. And next week is literally the finale, which I just didn't see coming. I didn't see that coming from a mile away.
That's the real plot twist of the season.
Is that this is only a 20-ep season, and so is season 7, you guys. So next week you're gonna get our finale, which Phoebe's gonna read the synopsis for in a second, and then
we're almost done with the penultimate season,
dude. I'm gonna literally be in a cold sweat all day. We do need to make penultimate merch. We really, really do, because we're finishing the penultimate season. I don't even think we acknowledge that this is the penultimate season, which feels like something we wouldn't miss, but we did. We'll probably take a week off before heading into our final season, and then our final season of Pretty Little Liars will begin. But don't worry, you guys have 20 weeks of content, so no need to fret. And you know we're still gonna be around. Once Pretty Little Liars is over, we are not over.
And something tells me our lore will keep going and going and going.
Our lore really will never end, and we'll probably talk about Pretty Little Liars, whether we like it or not, in every episode we ever record.
Now it's ingrained. It's ingrained
in us.
It's
just who we are. It's part of our DNA. But, of course, there's Gossip Girl.
Maybe a nice little bridge episode would be what we think it would be like if the liars were in Gossip. Like,
well, that's
how
what
relationships
somebody just
would be.
Sent that to us on TikTok. They sent a Pretty Little Punch Bowl idea to talk about the liars and how they would with the Gossip Girl characters and all that stuff. So I think that would be a great bridge episode for us. So that I'll probably go on the Pretty Little Punch Bowl and the Patreon, in the next couple of months, and then maybe we'll release it before we head into Gossip Girl. So thank you guys so much for listening. It's time for the synopsis for our finale episode of season 6.
Season 6, episode 20, Hush Hush, Sweet Liars.
Whoa.
Hate. With the stalker threatening to kill all of them if they don't divulge Charlotte's killer by the election, the liars must boldly fight back. As Spencer and Toby work to catch Sarah Harvey, Yvonne wonders where Toby's affection lies.
Ooh. Spencer's like, all right, if Caleb's going to be in love with Hannah, then I'm just going to go
out that the house that he's building is actually Spencer took an architecture class at Hollis in high school, and she made this house, and he's building that.
Yeah.
It's very
sorry,
Noah.
Yvonne.
That's Noah and Allie.
Yes. And I'm team Spoby over here, just because I want Spencer to get her little filthy paws off Caleb and stop being annoying about this. I'm sorry. I'm going to be thrilled when this is over. All right, guys. Love you so much. Thank you for listening. Make sure you tune into our Patreon episodes. We had a great Pretty Little Punch Bowl. If you're really looking for that Pretty Little Liars specific content, we talked about it with Taylor Swift and the Liars. So you'll really love it. Love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. Please, please, please leave us a 5-star review. We love you so much. And we will see you next week for the finale of season 6.
And splat.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.